Hello, 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 everyone. Yes, hello to you, beautiful, brilliant, and bold people. Welcome one and all to this wonderful platform, this wonderful experience, this wonderful moment in time where we are about to have a conversation. If you can hear my voice, know that you have been blessed, know that you have been granted the gift of life, and that is something to be happy about, and that is something which you must celebrate. So always give thanks for that. I am Tlhogi Mosue, the president of the 19th Episcopal District Young People's and Children's Division of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and I have the distinct honor, blessing, and privilege to be joined today, this morning, in this specific moment in time, by the fabulous, the brilliant, the great one, the one and only...
Tsego! Hey, Tlhogi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And welcome. Welcome to everyone. Yes, welcome. Thank you guys for joining us. It's a privilege to have you with us.
And we welcome every single one of you to this platform, the first of its kind, the Green and White Soapbox. That's right, you heard it here first. The Green and White Soapbox, a platform for discussion, a platform for growth, a platform for just opening up and being able to talk, and not only talk, but also be heard and to listen to one another. So this is our time, our moment to just have a conversation, to have a moment in time to be able to reflect, a moment in time to be able to look toward all the good things, all the bad things, but everything that affects us as young, gifted, black, and brilliant young people. So you don't have to be a member of the YPD. You don't even have to be a member of the church. But as long as you have a voice and you want to be heard, and you, as long as you have ears and you want to listen, then this is certainly the place for you. That's right, the Green and White Soapbox. You may be wondering why exactly that name. So let me tell you why exactly that name. So as we know, the green and white are the colors of our organization, but more specifically, it's about what they represent. Green is for fertility, it is for growth, it is for the beauty of the natural that comes from being, where white is all about light and purity. And so this is what we hope and want this platform to be: a platform of growth, a platform of understanding, a platform where you and I and everyone who listens and everyone who will come to speak will be able to fully grasp on everything that is being said, but most importantly, for everyone to find their niche and be able to know that they are seen as well as heard. And of course, we understand and know that a soapbox is just that platform that we have where we stand and hope that the whole town will hear. So in the spirit of growth, in the spirit of being a light, in the spirit of just doing right, let's stand on the platform and let us be seen and certainly heard. That is all that the Green and White Soapbox is all about.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So yes, everyone, welcome to our first episode. So you're probably asking yourself, why and what do we have to offer you guys on this platform? So we know that we have challenges as South African people with the current state of the economy, where we don't always have data. I know we have Zoom calls, Zoom meetings, where we come together, discuss different aspects, discuss different issues that affect us, but not everyone is able to join in. So we've taken the initiative to say that, okay, since we know that data is a struggle, and when we do have those events, not everyone is able to join in at that time. So let's rather have something like a podcast, because the nice thing about this platform is the fact that you'll be able to listen in whenever you can. So that is, if you you're somewhere where you can connect to Wi-Fi or whatever the case is, then you can listen in. So you're not forced to listen in at a specific time, but you can rather listen in at your own convenience. You know, sometimes I know you guys are busy with schoolwork, you guys are busy looking for jobs, whatever the case may be. We know that everybody's busy. So at your spare time, then you have this platform to listen to whenever it suits you, you know. So we're going to be discussing everything and anything that affects us as young Black people, you know, issues affecting us. We're going to be talking about uncomfortable things. You know, we're creating a platform that's not restrictive, whereas on other platforms, we could feel a bit restricted because there are adults on that phone call or phone line, whatever the case may be, and we're not able to channel through certain issues. So this is a platform where you're going to talk about anything and everything that's affecting us. You know, we're tackling certain problems and trying to find solution if possible. So yeah, Tlochi, I'm not sure if I'm missing anything that you would like us to touch on that you can maybe give to our listeners.
Is she just not brilliant? Is she just not brilliant? You have certainly summed it up the best way you know how. If I could think of three words to describe what it is that we seek to do, it's for us to be unscripted. Well, to a certain extent. Because obviously we have to prepare whenever we come and speak to people. But certainly unscripted, unfiltered, and most importantly, unique in everything that we discuss, unique in everything that we seek to put forward, because at the end of the day, this is for the people, this is by the people, and most importantly, it is a place for us to come and share. And certainly, from everything that you can expect going forward, not only will you hear our voices, but you will hear the voices of so many others. Some voices that you've heard regularly, other voices that you have not heard before, other voices that might not be loud as other voices, but certainly every voice, every story is what we want to bring to you, our people, our family. So that is why, that is what we're about, and that is what it is all going to be like. So stay tuned and certainly listen up and listen out, check in and check up to make sure that you hear what we have to say, but most importantly, what you have to say. And so I want us to, in laying the platform and laying the foundation, I want us to have a discussion around the power of conversation, around the power of words, around the power of what is right in speaking, but not only in speaking, but also in listening, in understanding. And so this is what will lay the foundation for every other thing that we will discuss. But today I want us to focus on, for a brief while, the power of words, the power of conversation, and the power of listening and understanding. So you would probably know Maya Angelou is one of the most foremost writers of our time, and certainly one of my most favorite people. And one of the things that she said is that there is no greater burden or pain in this world than a story that lies untold. And that is what came to mind as we were preparing to have this discussion. A story untold and the power of telling your story. And this is the grounding of why we are doing what we're doing. This is the grounding of why we're having this conversation. You know, there comes a time in life when we grow up, we're told that the words that we say have an effect on people, how people are, how people react to us, and how people even grow in their own ways. But as we grow older, we become less aware of the power of our words. We become less aware of the power of what it is we can say to people and what that in turn can do to people. And so, for you, Tsiho, what would you say, or what was that moment in your life where you realized the importance of words, the importance of conversation, and the importance of owning and telling your story?
I started therapy not so long ago, and I realized how much healing speaking up can bring just by healing. You don't have to take any medication, but just by speaking, you know. And I've also realized that there could be a lot of conflicts caused by things that are unsaid. Guys, like, I mean, none of us are psychics. So I know the importance of talking. Like, for instance, if you have a problem with something, if you just talk about it, you guys can iron out things. So the last thing you want to do is assume. So I know the importance of speaking. I know that by not saying a lot of things, things can be lost in translation. Things can be lost from not saying anything. We don't want to be assuming things and whatever the case is. So personally, I've come on a self-discovery journey where I've realized that I just need to speak up about things, you know? So that is why this platform is so important for me, because I realize, like, I think it can do so much change to people's lives, you know, and just like bring that light to them to say, let's just talk, guys. Let's just talk. Sometimes it might not be able to do much, but it can just ease off the load, you know? And it's always nice to hear that maybe someone is also going through what I'm going through, just as simple as that, you know? So, yes, totally.
And there's something so powerful about what you're saying, and the essence of what we're trying to do is that there are so many conversations that we always, especially within the context of who we are as the YPD, and you know, the conversations that we have as a church. And for those who might not know, the history of the AME Church is such that it is born out of the need for liberation, having started in the United States and then finding its way to the African continent and other parts of this world. It is a story of liberation. It is a story of freedom, it is a story of justice. But here's the thing: the conversations that we often have in the church, the conversations that we often have within our certain circles under this auspice of speaking up, often are conversations that end up being restricted because of, you know, what will so and so think, and what will they say if I do these other things? And if I'm saying this, then it certainly means that I am against that. And if I'm doing this, then it means that I am against that. And so, this is the importance of why we're here, the power of conversation, to say that at times, speaking up, more especially when you're not used to speaking, because you become so enraptured and enamored by other things and by listening at times to other people, speaking up then certainly becomes a situation whereby it becomes very difficult, number one. But then when you do get the opportunity to speak up, you no longer listen to your voice, but you listen to the voices of everyone else around you who says, but you can't say that, and okay, that's good enough, but nah, maybe that's not what you should be saying. So the power of conversation is the power of truth. But here's the thing: the power of truth is also knowing and understanding that your truth is not the truth of everyone else. And the importance, as you said, because we're not all psychic, the importance is being able to find that gap and bridge that gap between your truth and another person's truth and meeting in the middle. And that is then where we get to this beautiful word that we do not give too much appreciation to, and that is understanding. There is something so powerful about speaking up, but there is also something so powerful about understanding. And I think one of the things that we have lost sight of, especially our generation, is that we assume that if you can speak on a certain experience, that you have monopoly over that experience. You have a monopoly over grief. You have a monopoly over feminism. You have a monopoly over what it means to be black. You have a monopoly over what it is to suffer. And as a result of that, we then automatically assume that anyone else's experience is not worth the same as our experience. And so, this notion of speaking and the power of conversation is certainly one that I believe is lost if it does not come with understanding, if it does not come with the purpose and the intention of understanding.
And speaking of understanding, Chloe, I also want to say that we cannot understand one another if we also don't respect one another. So I think it's also important to be cognizant of the fact that people are going to be saying things that you might not necessarily agree with, you know, but it's important to respect their opinions, you know, because everyone is entitled to their opinions. So in understanding that this is someone's opinion, just be brave enough to respect them and to say, okay, I might not necessarily agree with what this person is saying, but I respect what they're saying, because sometimes all it brings is just, it brings a different perspective, you know, and that's, I think that's one thing we are trying to achieve with this platform, to say, sometimes we are so channeled in our thinking. So you just bring someone else who has a different perspective from yours, and it could bring like a whole lot of perspective, and it could help you look at things in a different way, you know, and to educate you, because I'm all about education. I'm really all about education because I think it can do a lot. And you can be educated from just speaking to someone that knows a little bit more than you, or that knows something that is different from yours. So, yes.
You have hit the proverbial nail on the head. Education, understanding, listening, that essence of difference. And I think where we've lost the mark, where we've lost our way, comes in so far as that respect factor. You know, and I think it's a conversation to be had all on its own, the essence of humanity and the essence of understanding that is founded on love, but most importantly, that's founded on me being able to know and me being able to understand that you're somebody's child. You're somebody. You're somebody's daughter. You're somebody's partner. You're somebody's niece, you're somebody's friend, you're somebody's pillar, and all of that. And here we come in this big bad world carrying all the vestiges of pain and suffering that we've been through, carrying all the vestiges of whatever situations we have been through. And when we come to speak, we forget the essence of, but hold on, that is somebody. Before you're even somebody's child, somebody's daughter, you're just somebody. And we fail to realize, we fail to understand the power of the things that we say, because I don't see you as somebody. I don't see you as someone or some entity. So I'm not going to respect you. I'm not going to listen to you. And we forget that words seep in. Words seep in. Words are like stains on a wall. They're like, you know, stains on a shirt. You can do whatever it is that you want to get them out. You can put that white shirt in the machine as many times as you want to. But all that happens is that the prominence of the stain fades away, but you'll always have that mark. And we have become so engrossed in ensuring that we believe the things that others say, we believe the things that others say upon our lives, that they end up becoming the truths, and we don't realize what it does to us. We don't realize what it does to us, not in the present, but the impact that it will even have on the future. I remember I once had the opportunity of speaking somewhere, and in speaking, I was granted the opportunity to motivate and give a keynote address, and I titled that address, "I Am." And of all the things that were said that day, the one thing that I had hoped people would remember is that whatever you put behind the sentence, "I am," because by its nature, "I am" is a sentence, you know, it's an affirmation of existence. And I said, and this is something that I carry all the time, sometimes it is a little more difficult to believe the things that you say, you know, when life gets in the way, and that's the power of words, because you never have the opportunity to speak up. But any and everything that follows "I am" will follow you in your life. So if you say, I am useless, I am nothing, everything in your life will then manifest itself in that order because you have declared that in your existence, in your being, in your space, you are. And so even at a time where you then choose to change the tune and you choose to change who you are, because of that stain that you never were able to wash out, even when you decide to think to yourself, oh no, but actually I'm quite badass. Actually, I am the bomb. Actually,
Yes.
I am amazing. Because you never dealt with the stains, all these other things will never be able to manifest because the stain of what you thought you were, or what you thought other people, or what other people thought you were, will always stay there.
I could not have said it better myself, Lohi. You've said a mouthful. Thank you very much. I think it's like you've already covered the entire, I don't know, channel, whatever we're going to discuss in just those sentences. Yeah, but besides, guys, in summary, I'd just like to say that yes, we will be addressing different issues. And in whatever it is that we'll be discussing, please be cognizant of the fact that we will be addressing it with utmost respect and compassion. So rather than avoiding issues or pretending like they don't exist, we are actively participating in them. Sometimes it might not be something that directly affects you, but it affects the next person. So let's not pretend like it's not existing. Let's not pretend like it's not there. So the aim is to actively participate, actively engage, and actively learn. That is us.
With that being said, all we can say to you is whatever you do, whatever you say, always remember these things. You are worthy. It is your birthright to take up space. Always, always be kind to one another. If you can do that, then certainly the world will be a better place. So be sure to keep a lookout and an ear out, and certainly expect more great, brilliant, bold people. Expect wonderful conversations, but most importantly, expect growth and expect the light as we continue to seek to not just be seen, but also heard. Thank you. And thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone. Please just note that if you do have any suggestions, if you do have something that you would like us to discuss going forward, please do reach out to us, and we'll be sure to definitely consider it in the next podcasts. Please stay tuned, listen up, and signing out is your girl, Teho, the first vice president. I love you guys. Cheers.
Thank you, one and all. Stay safe, stay brilliant. Signing out.
Bye, y'all.